Blog Talk Radio.
Small businesses are the heart of the American economy. They're responsible for half of all private sector jobs. And they create roughly 70% of all new jobs in the past decade. Small businesses are not only job generators, they're also at the heart of the American dream. After all, these are businesses born in family meetings around kitchen tables. Born when a worker takes a chance on her desire to be her own boss. They're born when a part-time inventor becomes a full-time entrepreneur. And when somebody sees a product that could be better, a service that could be smarter, and they think, well, why not me? Let me try it. Let me take my shot.
Good evening, folks out there in Blog Talk Land. Thank you for tuning in to the Business Coaching Corner. I'm your host, Emmanuel Neal, and I am very happy to have a longtime friend. We went to grade school together, and actually my god sister, Ingrid Isaacs. How Yay. Are you, Ingrid?
I am wonderful. Wonderful. Excited to be here with you.
I am excited to have you here. I have been just enamored and inspired with your health fitness journey and the whole weightlifting competitively and then going into your business. So I'm going to talk about the fitness factor and the weightlifting first, and then we'll get into this crazy rap thing.
Awesome. So,
one of the things that I'm sure you've just shocked so many people, especially from the past, and then just inspired a lot of people with your bodybuilding and that whole championship part of your life. How did you get into that?
That goes back years. I first started competing in 95, and back in college, one of my electives was a weightlifting 101. So my background, my education, my bachelor's degree was in health administration, health education. And one of those electives being weight training 101, and I befriended a girl who was actually going to the gym at the time and encouraged me to come with her one day, as it was nothing else to do, like on a Friday night. And between the two of those, the class that I had and going with her, I was really hooked. I'm a hands-on learner, so taking some of the things that I was learning in class and being able to implement them when I went to the gym was just mind-blowing to me. How the body worked, how we respond to motion, to stress on the body, it's just totally amazing. And I was intrigued. So it really blended for me the administrative aspect along with the hands-on physical aspect of the body in being a healthier being. So learning about it, acting it out, and then being able to teach people that variety. So in the field, it covers from heart health to stress management, tobacco sensation, to fitness, to nutrition, and all. So it was something I began loving way back in college. Started actually on those summer breaks from school when I came back to Chicago, back home. The guy that I was dating was working out in the gym with a guy who did compete. So every time I came home over those summers, worked out with him, was introduced to this guy and started working out with him. He used to try to encourage us, push us towards training for a competition, and I'm super competitive. I did a competition one time, and when I got the pictures from that competition, I looked at the pictures, I felt like, oh my gosh, why did you let me get on stage looking like this? And one thing to look nice on walking around. It's one thing to look nice in the gym. It's one thing to look nice on the beach. It's a whole nother level on stage for that purpose of that competition when you're being compared to other people. When you're in the lineup, mm-hmm. you're being compared to other people. So I really got hooked. That was the competitive aspect for me of, okay, I want to come back better than I was before personally, and then also to try to, you know, be the best on the stage at that time. And ever since then, from 95 on, I've been hooked.
Yeah, the pictures of the competition, I've seen a number of them. I think you look good. What was the first, when you say, why'd you let me go on stage looking like this, what was, in your mind, what was wrong?
So let me start now and kind of back into that. There are several, much more divisions now than there were kind of back when I first started. So now there's a bikini division, there's a figure, there's physique, there, you know, women's bodybuilding, and each one of those looks for a different level of muscle size, striations, or, you know, the hardness of the muscle, the cuts of the muscle, and everything. So each one of those divisions looks for a different level. And so back then, I felt like the pictures that I looked at when I saw them was too soft. It was too, mm-hmm. not enough muscle, not hard enough, not enough muscle size.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to come back leaner, if you will. A little bit more muscle, less soft. Because at that time, when I first started in the 90s, I was competing as a female bodybuilder. And it wasn't until 2005, maybe, that I transitioned to competing as a figure competitor,
mm-hmm.
Which is a little less muscle size, not quite as hard and defined muscles as a bodybuilder. So it's been a huge, and it's been a huge transition over these years since the 90s. It's still evolving. There's just changes happening in the bodybuilding world where they're really kind of getting away from women's bodybuilding now. They're calling it physique because they're kind of transitioning away from that hard male type of muscle. They want women to look a little bit softer. Have muscle size and have the cuts and striations and all, but not quite as hard in comparison to a male bodybuilder. So there's some transitions and things still changing in the industry. The men's physique has also become a lot more popular, so there are a lot more men entering in that division than men's bodybuilding, which is more of a beach model type of look versus a really huge bodybuilder with the huge muscle size. So
interesting.
But I'm all for women on weight. There's a lot of benefits. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of myths also to women on weight. Women
such
lifting
as
weight.
Mm-hmm. What are some of those myths that you mentioned?
Yeah, a lot of women feel that they will look like a guy, they'll be bulky, they'll develop, you know, this really large muscle size, and really they won't. It takes a lot in order to get there. Those women that they're looking at that lift weights and they compare to the muscle size of a guy have either been lifting for a long time. They lift a lot heavier, a lot more often, have a much more strict regimen than just a woman that wants to, be toned. And in essence, as a professional, it's actually educating people that say they want to be toned. It's actually changing their body composition to have more lean muscle than body fat. So they do want to, and they'll reap that benefit with if they can get over that myth of I'm going to develop this huge, these big arms and these big legs and look like a guy, when in fact it will help them be leaner and change their body composition.
Okay. All right, so let's talk about the business of bodybuilding. A lot of times athletes that are or artists that are going into trying to make that passion a livelihood, number one, they have to deal with the financial impact of that. How was that for you? Were you working at the same time, or did you get a sponsor, or how did that work out?
Yeah, good, great question, because it is a huge investment. Just from the food that you eat alone, there's a you know, most competitors eat anywhere from 5 to 7 or 8 meals a day. So you're going through food very quickly, and spending money on quality food. It's not just, you know, getting bulk bang for your buck, you know, bang for the buck, and getting anything that's available, or like a lot of times with the cheaper foods, it's less healthy food. So because we need the quality food, we're spending more money, we're spending it more often, we're buying food all the time, eating all the it's a huge investment just to maintain the type of eating that you have to do. There's some supplementation, and I do want to mention that I am a natural competitor. I only compete in natural shows, and so I don't – we have a long list, and when I say natural, there's some federations that test, if you will, and some that don't test for use of banned, what the federation would call banned substances. So I compete in those that are tested. So there's a long laundry list of supplements that are banned that we cannot take, steroids and things of that nature. But there are a lot of natural types of supplements that we do take, like the typical protein shakes, creatine, you know, fat burners, energy drinks and things like that. So there's the expense of those types of supplements. There's equipment. I wear gloves. I use wraps.
The sweat vest.
There's sweat vests. There's, you know, water bottles. There's shakers. There's the scale to measure your food. There's Tupperware. There's, you know, all the cooking utensils and the travel bags to carry your meals and ice packs. And then when you actually get, that's all in preparation for a show. Then when you are actually getting to the show itself, there's the suit that you wear. For women, especially women in figure or bikini, the suits can cost up to $5,000-$6,000 if it's blamed out.
Are you serious?
Well, I am totally serious.
Wow.
Swarovski, you know, it's blinged with Swarovski, you know, the diamonds, the studs, and you can get a cheap one for $50, $60, maybe $80, and it'll be plain, purely plain. So the more blinged out it is, the more expensive they can become. There's tanning lotion that's used. There's oil that helps you shine, or, you know, kind of bring out the striations on stage. Then you're talking airfare, hotel costs. There's a registration fee for the show. And the ones that I do, as I mentioned, are natural, and they test us. There's polygraph tests that you have to be, as competitors have to pay for. Sometimes there are urinalysis tests that you have to pay for. If you
want pictures
of your show,
wow.
Yes, so everybody typically gets polygraphed. They ask you those questions. Have you cheated? Have you used something that you shouldn't have used? And then the winners have to take a urinalysis. It's a bit more expensive, of course. So there's a huge expense. I mean, I think you can pay depending on how far you have to travel and hotel costs, and you usually have to get there a day or two early to get all the polygraph tests done, the check-in, the registration, and you're there at least overnight. Some people stay the weekend, entire weekend. So there's a couple $1,000s is easy to spend on just the competition alone, not to mention all those other expenses prior to the show, like I mentioned, the food and the supplements and the training gear and things of that nature. So it can be a pretty expensive sport.
I had no idea. I mean, I guess if I was to sit and actually think about it or, you know, talk to somebody about it, I would have gotten that. But I had no idea all of those different things. And I assumed just, you know, just because it was you that you weren't doing the steroids things and that, you know, you would be in the natural. So I can definitely understand that. And a whole steroid conversation is just a whole nother conversation. So, exactly. It reminds me of the movie I saw, Lance Armstrong, a few weeks back. And then, you know, just the different athletes we've heard along the years. I was looking at the special on Jones, I think her name is. Can't think of her name. But anyway, the runner, yeah. But anyway, so you got all these expenses, and if I recall, or let me ask, have you been sponsored by a fitness organization or a company or something? Have you? I've stalked you on Facebook, and somewhere in the back of my mind, I'm thinking that you've been sponsored at some point. Have you?
Yeah, and I would say mildly so. So because if you can imagine the differences between the natural versus the non-tested, I should refer to them that way. So the natural typically don't use nearly as many supplements as those that aren't tested because they can, you know, they're not tested, so they can use whatever. So it's a little easier to get sponsorship because they know, you know, you can use all these various supplements. So on our end, and I think most companies, if they're going to sponsor you, look at what am I going to get out of this? And so some return on their investment in you is people either purchasing their product, using their product or something like that. So because we're limited, again, in the variety of supplements we use, there's fewer opportunities for sponsorship. I've been blessed and fortunate to have connected with a couple of people who are actually friends, also going, you know, they have their own businesses, fitness related. One is a clothing line of t-shirts. I think that may be one of the things you saw on Facebook. Fitness to Perfection, Work Hard, No Excuses are kind of the brand names on the t-shirts and clothing. I've been sponsored by that company, which, you know, it's paying, helping to cover us some sort of the, you know, variety of the fee. So it may be help with cover and registration fee, or, you know, I get a lot of clothing from that that business. So, you know, I don't have to buy a lot of t-shirts and workout clothes because I get them from that person. And then I'm wearing them when I'm working out, and that kind of markets free marketing for them. And then recently you may have seen the Ace Vest, those sweat vests. Sponsorship there too. Again, it's a lot of with clothing companies, you know, just like with supplemental companies, it's using their brand, letting other people know you're using it as a marketing tool to, you know, convince them to also use the brand. I'm in contact with another business friend, actually from high school, who has brand of alkaline water, and we're talking about an opportunity, a sponsorship opportunity.
Okay.
Go ahead. We have a few, working with a few, and none of them cover all the expenses. Not, you know, they don't cover all $2,000-$3,000 worth, but every little bit helps.
Exactly. And then even more so is that that confidence in you and the image that you're portraying and everything. And I'm sure it'll pick up, but that is awesome. We are talking to Ingrid Isaacs. Her website, fitnessfactorpro.com, where you can learn a little bit more about the events that she's been in, what she's doing, services, etc. And if you want to email her, it's fitnessfactpro@gmail.com. That email is still good for you?
That's perfect.
Okay. So I'm going to give you half a second. We're going to go into the wraps business, but you have a caller on the line. So I'm going to go to the line real quick and see if they want to make a comment, say anything. Caller, the first three numbers are 837. It's 773-837. You're on if you want to say something. Okay, 77837. Okay, well, thanks for tuning in. Maybe I'll check back with you later. So, let's move to your next business venture, which actually ties in very well. And the wraps and the It Works and that whole line of products. Tell us about that.
Yes, sir. I would love to. I am an independent distributor with It Works. We have a line of wellness products, skincare, lifestyle, and body products. One of the most popular products is the body wrap, the body applicator. It's a cloth, piece of cloth with all these natural botanical ingredients that can be placed on any single body part, anywhere on the body that a person is wanting to see a change. What it does is make that area look tighter, smoother, firmer, more kind of radiant skin. So some people place it on, for women it's very common to place it on the hips, the thighs, the arms. A lot of men and women place it on the abdominal areas, kind of working on that six-pack. You hear a lot of people recently, I have heard this used a little bit more often, back fat or love handles, what they affectionately call love handles. So it can be placed on any of those body parts. It's worn for a minimal 45 minutes, and a lot of people see some kind of a change in those 45 minutes. And it kind of depends on how toxic a person is. So we create toxins in our body from our lifestyle choices. So if a person smokes, if a person drinks alcohol, if they lack sleep, if they're stressed out, if they're in an atmosphere that's full of smog, all those different lifestyle factors contribute to the body being filled with toxins. So a more toxic person, of course, it's going to take a little longer to kind of remove those toxins and work through that. A person who isn't quite as toxic, has a little less toxins in their body, often sees results pretty quickly.
So how did you get into this?
For the longest, I mean, I've been in the industry a little over 20 years. I hope that's not telling my age here, but a little over 20 years in the industry, from providing personal training, teaching group exercise classes, so training people one-on-one as well as in group settings, providing seminars, and just educating people on this journey to living healthier. And often, you know, people ask, It's so popular these days. You hear it on TV. You see it in stores, especially with fat burners and all. So I've always been asked questions about, have you heard of this? Is this good? Does this work? What would you recommend in terms of a supplement, taking a supplement or using something? We all want our change, our goals to happen quickly. We want it right now with as little work as possible. So I started to kind of look at different products, and rather than me sending someone to the store and buying products and, you know, spending money somewhere else, let me find a product that I felt comfortable with, happy with, and comfortable kind of promoting to people, and felt that it was safe for them to use. So this company, all of their products are natural based. I started testing them, using them, researching them myself, of course, before I became a distributor and started to promote it with other people. And I find that, again, they do their research. They are always improving products. We have an energy drink out. They updated the formula for that within the last maybe 6 or 7 months or so, and decreased the amount of sugar in it. So it's always that research, finding, and being better, offering better products to our customers. So I've been pretty happy with the products myself, and I'm very confident and comfortable promoting it to others.
Cool. So let people know what website they can go to purchase your products and support.
Yeah, it's very similar to my fitness website. The fitness website is fitnessfactorpro.com.
Mm-hmm.
The product, fitnessfactorwraps.itworks.com. fitnessfactorwraps.itworks.com. And as I mentioned, there's a long line of a variety of products. So we have that wrap, another similar one, and I've been promoting it among my peers as we're into our 40s and 50s and working long hours and dealing with life. Sometimes we get that puffiness or bags under our eyes and the crow feet, and those lines start to come around the eye lines of the face and the mouth. So we have products that address those lines. There's vitamins. We do have a fat burner. There's things for the colon cleansing. There's joints, a product for joint. There's a protein. There's what we call greens that help you ensure you're getting the variety of vitamins and minerals. It also gives you a boost of energy throughout the day, and I like to drink that with water or juice, and it's a very good substitute for instead of coffee or an energy drink. But along with the product.
Cool. So people, that is fitnessfactorwraps.itworks.com. Check it out. If you're on the computer, we have about another minute to listen in. You'll be cut off at probably about 10:31, 10:32, something like that. But then we have another extra 10 minutes on the phone to talk. So if you're looking on the computer, there's a number right there that you can call in, 213-943-3358. If you want to chime in or ask Ingrid a question, we'll have about, like I said, about another 10, maybe 15 minutes if we go all the way to the edge. So give us a call if you'd like to jump in. Thanks for tuning in. I'm here every Tuesday talking with an entrepreneur about their business and their leadership. So tune in. Let me know if you'd like to be interviewed. And I thank you for listening. Check out Ingrid, fitnessfactorpro.com and fitnessfactorwraps.itworks.com. So, so with this business, and correct me if I'm wrong, is this a multi-level marketing where you recruit other people to work with you as well, and you have a downline, et cetera?
It is. It is. It certainly is. That opportunity is there. I haven't focused much on the, you know, creating that downline and all. It's really for me having products available for those that I work with that I'm comfortable promoting, that I think could benefit them. But definitely if someone is interested in, there's a lot of education provided by the company too on being healthier. They just 3 or 4 months ago, we released a program. It's like a 12-week, 3-month program that actually gets you eating healthier, limiting packaged products, fast food products, and things like that. So they're very health conscious, very natural based. And yeah, if anyone is interested in an opportunity to learn more about the products, and it can be a wonderful income booster, or you know, substitute or enhancement. So the opportunity for that is certainly there as well.
Okay, cool. So tell me, as a leader, or as a leader with you, when you have a downline, how do you communicate with them and motivate them to make sales? Because I know with MLMs, your success is interdependent. I mean, yeah, you can go out and by yourself do it and just sell off the shelves, but you also have those downline of people that are looking up to you to, like you said, provide that guidance and all of that. How do you manage your downline and lead them and encourage them and all of that?
Yeah, I feel like I do this with any set of staff I have, including fitness professionals. It's, to me, very, it's easy to sell. Being healthy is easy to sell, especially if you are passionate about it yourself. So a lot of times conversations, if you are an example of what you're selling, if you're a user of the product yourself, people see you, see your results, they ask questions. And again, that's one of the reasons why I got into it myself, is because I was getting those questions. And it kind of sells itself that way. People ask, you know, what are you using? What kind of protein do you use? And it's like, oh, let me tell you about the one that I use. You know, it's actually one that I sell. So I find that that motivation is wonderful when it's intrinsic motivation, where they're passionate about the products, they're passionate about being healthy themselves, and so it becomes really easy conversation versus saying sell. It's conversations about something that you love, that you, a product that you use, and it happens all the time. We tell that word of mouth is the best way to market something. So we do it all the time. We experience something good. We had a, you know, great customer service. The restaurant was a good, was great. The service was great. What we ate was good. What we drank was, it was awesome. And we share that without selling anything for anybody. We're not getting paid for telling someone we had a great meal at Olive Garden or anything. But we talk about it. And I feel like it's the same thing with your passion, and it becomes conversation. And that's what I try to motivate people with, finding their intrinsic passion about what they're doing. And it becomes conversations. And it's starting to have conversations. Just naturally tell people what you like about it. And it creates that conversation. It makes it, you know, it lengthens the conversation. They ask more questions. You start to talk about it. And it definitely isn't salesy, a salesy conversation, And it's something that you're talking about that you enjoy doing. So I find that that becomes really easy for people when they think about it that way.
Okay, cool. Yeah. It makes sense. You know, number one, you're leading by example, and you're also leading by, you know, using the product and showing the results and that passion. So that's excellent. So you have another caller that came on. The last four numbers are 4186. So it's 773, and then the last four numbers are 4186. Your line is open if you'd like to make a comment, ask a question, whatever. 4186. Okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
Oh, I had just muted them. Okay, go ahead. Yes, we can hear you.
Hi, I'm very impressed with the young lady, and I'd just like to ask a question. What does she think about exercising in the morning rather than in the evening? Does she think it's better to do?
Ingrid, thank you. That's a great question.
Awesome question. That comes up very often. And a lot of times in the weight loss discussion, it's talked about working out in the morning would be better on an empty stomach because you're burning what you stored and not something that you just ate and you're burning that fat. Some of the latest research that I've been exposed to talks about the muscle loss that you're exposed to during a fasted workout session first thing in the morning. So you have to really consider what your goal is, and I think the biggest consideration is what works best for that person. Some people work out and are energized by that, and it in the morning would work great because they're energized for the remainder of their day. Others like to exercise, and they kind of get that feeling of being relaxed and ready to kind of chill out, if you will. And an evening workout session is great for those folks that feel relaxed after a workout session. You can still reach your goals if you do it either way, so I would suggest finding that time of day that works best for you and time-wise, but also works best for how you feel afterwards.
Well, thank you very much. And I'm going to check out your website. And I did talk to someone who has been in your class before, and they loved it. So,
thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Isaacs. Thank you. Good night. Enjoy the program.
Thank you. I'm glad you tuned in. Thank you for your comments.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
We're going to try this one number real quick again just to see if they would like to jump in real quick, and then I'll ask you another question, and we'll wrap it up.
Okay.
837, your line is open. I came to you before. Just wanted to see if you'd like to say something real quick or comment or ask a question before we get out of here. Okay. Well, thank you as well for tuning in and listening, supporting. We appreciate it. Again, so we're here with Ingrid Isaacs, fitness expert. Her website is fitnessfactorpro.com, and entrepreneur with these fitness line of products, face wraps, body wraps. I'm looking at essential oils. I'm stalking your web page. So,
yes, we do.
I'm a big stalker.
Also have facial wraps. We have facial masks as well. So that was right.
Okay,
right,
good. That's making sure toner and cleanser, greens, an exfoliating peel. So go to fitnessfactorwraps.itworks.com to check this out. So my last question for you with this with the specifically with the fitness factor wraps, what do you see as a, let's say, 3 to 5 years? Where do you want to go with this? I mean, a lot of times we jump into these systems and we try them out, and it works or it doesn't. We build up our lines or we don't. But I'm curious as to what was your plan when you got into it, and where do you see it going?
Awesome question. My plan when I first got into it was initially to be able to have some products that I was comfortable with and telling others about when I got those questions from a training or a personal training standpoint. That transitioned into, this would be a great source of additional income. And the company, when you do come aboard, really encourages you to consider your reasons for doing it as well, whether what level, you know, you would be really trying to get to, and if it was just to boost your income or to be able to retire you from your job, or, you know, how much were you intending on making. So that initial reason for me kind of transitioned into, oh, this would be a great income booster for me to be able to, you know, live a little on the edge and have that cushion to, you know, cover travel or vacations, or, you know, use that solely to pay for certain bills and things. And over the year, in the trainings that I've sat in and the other people I've connected with in the program who are at these multi-dollar levels, and tell you how they got there and sharing some of their techniques and resources and all, it's becoming more attractive as I even get older and, you know, can't teach classes like I used to. And kind of, you know, that transition as the economy changes and all that, it is your own business. You're an independent consultant, so you have a lot of leeway, you know, within your own company, so to speak, of you know, what level you want to get to, how you market, how often you sell. So now my thought has turned towards, yeah, maybe I can really make more money with this to maybe retire myself one day. I know a number of people that have retired their spouses or have retired themselves, and that this is all they do. So that truly, having your own business where you work from, you create your own schedule, you know, that's becoming more attractive each year. So that answer to your last part of the question of where do I see this going, I do know with this, with any business, not just this, any business, anything that you do, the more time and effort you put into it, of course, the more return you get. And again, that's across the line. Anything you put effort into, you can reap the benefit and the return on your effort. So it's just putting more effort and more energy into my goal and where I want this to go. And again, the same motivation that I expressed using with downline or other staff is that intrinsic motivation. A lot of times these things come up in conversation. I am on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter and LinkedIn, and I just talk about the things I love, and that's fitness, that's, you know, using the facial wrap for tighter skin as I get older, that's, you know, using the hair, skin, and nails so my hair continues to grow. That's the other day, this week, I posted about drinking the greens instead of coffee in the morning, and I always get a question back, whether it's directly on the post or an email or a text of someone saying, you know, hey, what was that product you were talking about? Where is that? Where do you get that? How long have you been using it? You know, how much does it cost? And it's very easy to talk about again something that you're passionate about and that you love. So
well, we're going to get cut off. I'm sorry.
That's
I'm